各位弟兄姐妹们，主日平安。
Peace to every brother and sister here on the Lord's Day.
今天有这个机会在这里做福音见证，真的是觉得很惊讶。
I'm actually quite surprised. I'm here to give my personal testimony.
记得是上个礼拜接到通知，我正在上班。
And I received the notification last week while I was at work.
我第一个感觉说，怎么会是我呢？等我有时间，我要打电话跟他拒绝。
My first reaction is that how come it's my turn? I need to call Timothy later on, tell him that I'm not coming. I'm not giving the testimony. Yeah.
但是当我跟他在电话讲的时候，我没有办法开口拒绝。
Yeah, while I was talking to him on the phone, I could not refuse.
所以就欣然的接受。
Gladly, I accepted invitation.
也很高兴有这个机会。
And actually, I'm very happy I have this opportunity.
平常呢，我觉得我坐在底下，我都很难开口讲话，我根本不会讲什么。
And I'm not a very eloquent person. Even sitting down there, I did not speak a lot.
何况还要在台上讲，真的是觉得很惶恐。
Not to mention, I have to come up here and to speak.
但是很高兴我有这个机会，我就接受了。
But I'm glad to have this opportunity, so I accept the challenge.
我从小呢成长在基隆靠海边。
And I was born in the city called Geelong, it's by the ocean side.
记得呢它是一天到晚都在下雨。
And I always remember it always rained.
然后我们是三代同堂。
And three generations lived together in one place.
人口非常的多。
So we had a lot of people in our house.
然后我们家呢就住在前面是大马路，有很多的货柜车。
And there's this major road right in front of our house. A lot of trucks pass by.
后面呢就是铁路。
And behind our house was the railroad.
所以每天车水马龙，还有我们前面有很多的生意在做。
And there are a lot of small businesses together in front of our building. So you could imagine how noisy it was.
从小呢父母亲就不准我们骑脚踏车。
Ever since I was a child, we were not allowed to ride a bike.
所以呢我现在连开车都不是很会开。
That's why I'm not even good at driving till this day.
所以在学校里呢也是离家里都很近。
And in school, my school was very close to my home.
所以我从小学到高中都是在学校的附都在家里的附近。
So my living environment pretty much was confined between my house and school.
到了现在工作呢我也是坐在家里的附近。
Even till this day, when I look for a job, I make sure it's close to my house.
那小时候的生活呢比较平淡，没有什么的大大起起伏伏。
I had a very ordinary childhood.
对，大人忙大人的生意。
My parents are busy with their business.
小孩子嘛就忙着上课做功课，还有每天都是很有规律。
And kids had a very routine life, go to school and do our homework and etc.
我以前我们家的环境是没有接受到什么叫基督啦，什么是主啊，都完全没有这个概念。
And the family I grew up from do not have much contact with Christianity.
直到我来美国的，踏进美国的第一次。
And only until I arrived in this country,
我住进 Timothy 的家。
I lived with Timothy's house.
才接受到一点什么是主，什么是基督。
And that was the very first time I come into contact with Christ and the Lord.
但是我还是没有什么感觉。
But I didn't feel much at the time.
我那时候是刚好大的肚子要来美国生小孩。
At the time I was pregnant with my daughter and I was about to give birth in this country.
然后呢，奇怪，主的安排竟然Michelle 跟我是同样的预产期。
And the funny thing is, Michelle had the same maternity day as mine.
对，所以我们就一起去看同样的医生，同样的医院。
So we went to the same doctor, to the same hospital.
就这样子在那边过了大概有六个月。
I lived with them for about 6 months long.
也同样有过了六个月的基督生活。
So I lived as a Christian for about 6 months.
那时候是他们是在garage 的地方嘛哈。
At the time their meeting was held in their garage.
好像跟现在的感觉不太一样。
It was a different feeling from what we have now.
但是我觉得现在感觉比较好。
I like it now better.
然后这个就是我第一次接受基督，但是一直都没有什么概念。后来我就生完以后，我就带着小孩子回大陆，跟家长一起去大陆工作。
And that was my first contact with Christianity, but I didn't have much change. And after I gave birth to the daughter, my daughter, I went back to China to be with my husband.
那在大陆工作，我比较短的时间。
I only worked in China for a short period of time.
那家长比较久。
My husband worked there longer.
后来觉得小孩子越来越大了，这个环境不太适合小孩子的成长。
And gradually we feel our kid is growing up, so we need to find a better place for her.
觉得又是主的安排了。
And I really felt that was the leading of the Lord.
对，主还有家人呢，在这里呢安排了我们有一个店，还有一个家。
And through the help of God and our family members, we moved over here and we have a little shop of ours and have a home of ours.
然后我们就决定放弃在大陆上的工作。
So we gave up the job in mainland China.
就一起移到这个新的生活来。
And we migrated to this land and have a new life.
对。那因为有个店面，你当你踏入这个的时候，你经济上第一个没有烦恼。
And once you have the little business of yours, you don't have to worry too much about your finance.
但是最大的烦恼就是身份问题。
But the greatest worry we had at time was our legal status.
我们是用观光签证进来。
We came in as a tourist.
然后呢，你要改身份啦。
So we need to change that status.
对，我们住了十年。
We lived here for 10 years.
然后每一年都要想办法把自己的身份调整到合法的阶段。
And every year we had to find a way to make our status legal.
这真的是非常非常的伤脑筋。
It was very challenging.
最后呢，这个身份改到最后真的是改不下去了。
And finally comes the point we don't know how to make our stay legal again.
对，最后家政他就我们就说决定说不要再改下去，因为没有意义的，就决定说回去了。
We were about to give up because there seems to be no point to keep on changing our status.
那家传就回去了大概九个月。
So my husband returned to Taiwan for about 9 months.
那我还是继续留在这里，因为我们看看就说是怎么样子，慢慢一步一步来。
And I continue to stay here with my child and see what we can do.、
但是主又真的是很保守我们。
And the Lord really has been gracious to us.
为我们安排了一切。
And He made arrangement for us.
我们人。没有办法决定什么，真的是主帮我们在决定。
Human beings so weak, we can't really make any decision. It was the Lord who has made the decision for us.
因为家长觉得说，哎，好像有个声音在告诉他说，你去签证吧。
Because my husband felt there was a whisper voice in his mind that you should go get a visa.
其实他已经很早很早前就把东西都准备好，可是就是没有这个勇气去签，因为我们在这里很久了。很多的 history 会被 reject 掉。
He has actually prepared a lot of stuff for that visa application. However, he had no courage to go for it because he felt he had been in this country for so long. There are so many reasons the immigration officer can reject his application for the particular visa.
最后主的声音告诉他说：“你去吧，你去吧。”然后他就去了。
But it was the Lord's voice urging him, keep on saying, "Go, go." So he finally went.
最后他去了，就什么也没问，就说 ：“OK, 给你。”五年。
And when he went to apply, the officer didn't even ask a question. He just said, okay, I'll give you 5 years to stay.
然后呢，他就可以回来，我们又可以聚在一起的。
So he could return to this country and we are united again.
那他的问题解决了，我又是个问题，我又 expired 了。
And his status was solved, but now it comes to my problem. My visa has expired.
因为自从911以后呢，就是说政府对学生的签证也比较严格。
Ever since the September 11 event, the government restriction is getting stricter and stricter.
然后我就跟那个就是办理这个签证的一个地方跟他谈，他是说你这个实在是太久了，你必须要再重新弄了。
And so I talked to some specialist, and he said, you know, it's been too long. You have to start over again.
那重新弄呢，要花很多时间，很多金钱。
And it will take a lot of time and a lot of money.
所以， 我们就想了一想，觉得说那好吧，我已经十年没有回到台湾看我的家人还有我的父母亲。
And at that time, I haven't returned to my own home in Taiwan for about 10 years.
那我就决定回去。
So I decided to go home first.
要去我自己的新市。
So that I can see my parents again.
因为我的父母亲他们的身体都已经很不好了。
Who had been quite ill at the time.
如果我再不回去的话，我想我大概来不及了。
And I feel I needed to go home to see them for the last time.
所以我就回去待了大概八个月。
So I went home for about 8 months long.
然后这八个月呢，都在家里跟我的父母亲相处。
And I had such a long, nice time to be with my parents.
这时候呢，因为我父亲身体非常的不好。
And because my father was quite ill at the time.
他后来他是高血压，后来接受了洗肾。
And he had high blood pressure and he also had dialysis.
那我都陪他到医院进出。
I was able to accompany him in and out of the hospital.
所以我就知道这个洗肾是非常的痛苦。
That's the first time I realized the hardship involved in dialysis.
那最后我在台湾停了八个月，在暑假的时候。
And in summer that year,
又发现到主是真的爱我们的。
And the Lord really loved us so much.
又为我们开启了一扇门。
Because he opened another door for us.
在台协会通知我们要 interview 了。
And the embassy office notified us it's time for your interview.
但是呢，这时候真的是又高兴又害怕。
And on one hand we were happy, on the other hand we were really afraid.
因为我在美国了十年。
Because I was here for 10 years.
身份改过来改过去。
My status changed continuously.
如果移民官问我说你老师是谁，你学校在哪里，我都不知道。
And I was at the F1 visa, and so if they challenge me, where's your school and what's the name of your teacher, I won't be able to answer.
那我一定被拒绝，我就已经这个美国之路就是等于说断掉了。
For sure, I'd be rejected and there's no way I can come back to this country.
但是我想我一定要接受这个事实，靠得住。
I feel that I need to trust in the Lord and accept the fact.
而且在美国，我是不能工作的。
And I don't have the status to work in this country.
但是我有收入，我都有报税。
But I do make some income and I always file my tax return.
这一点也是会被他 reject, 因为你不能工作。
And I think that's another reason they may reject me because I was not supposed to work here.
但是我是觉得有收入有报税，这是应该做的。
I just feel filing income tax return is something I should do, so I did it.
我们也不会在意这一点，就反正该做的就做了。
So we did what we thought was necessary.
当天呢，我们是早上八点要 interview.
And I remember that morning we supposed to have interview at 8 o'clock in the morning.
但是从我住的地方到 interview 的地方要转四个subway.
And from the place I live to the place of interview, it takes 4 different reroutes through subway.
你知道夏天在台湾是非常非常热，如果转过来转过去，那真的是汗流浃背。
You know it was extremely hot in summer in Taiwan. Imagine you have to reroute for 4 times. You're going to be all sweating.
那一大早呢，我跟家传我们六点就准备出门了。
So early in the morning, my husband and I try to get out of the house by 6 a.m.
那当我们走出去门口的时候
when we just walked out of our house,
有一辆大巴士，很大很大的巴士。
There was this gigantic bus.
司机跟我们招手，你们要上台北吗？
And the driver waved at us and says, are you guys going to Taipei?
我们说是啊。
We said yes.
他说上来上来。
He said, get up.Get onto my bus.
所以我们三个人就上了大巴士专车。
So me and my husband and our daughter, we went onto this special shuttle bus.
那一路他就送我们到了目的地。
So he took us all the way to our destination.
我们真的要感谢这个大巴士。
We're so thankful for his help.
真是主的安排。
It was the help of the Lord.
让我们就很早就到了目的地，而且心里很平静。
And very early we arrived at the embassy office and we feel so calm.
嗯哼。然后早上八点，那个移民官就 interview 我们要拿证件。
And the interview officer, the immigration officer, asked for some documents when he interviewed us.
我们又少了一个东西。
And we were short of one document.
因为从前在大陆工作。
Because we used to work in China for a while.
他需要大陆的良民证。
So he needs to have some kind of proof of that we were good citizens.
但是大陆公安局说这时日已久，已经找不到这个东西了。
However, the regulatory agency in China said they couldn't provide it anymore because it's been too long.
那我们也跟检查证件的人员说这个原因。
So we explained it to the interview officer.
但是这个人非常的好。
And this officer was very nice.
他说你就写多次进出，不住满不住满不超过一年。
He said, why don't you write down this? Just say we go in and out of China many times, but each time we, our stay did not last beyond a year.
这样子就 OK 啦。
Then everything will be okay.
哇，真的是主又非常的爱我们。
We felt the Lord really loved us.
后来呢，他说两个小时后你就可以拿到绿卡了。
He said, in two hours later, you guys can get your green card.
真是非常非常的高兴。
We were so happy.
那真的拿到绿卡以后，等于说主又安排我们一定要到美国来生活了。
So after we receive the green cards, we know we have to come to this country.
本来决定回台湾的时候，就是说想到大概美国没有希望了，我要留在台湾了。
Because initially we thought there's no way we can come back here to live legally, so we had chosen to go back to Taiwan and live there.
但是我们又回来这边了，跟大家有这个机会聚在一起了。
But we end up coming back to this country and to be with you here.
那我们后来就拿着绿卡进入了美国。
With the green card, we were able to return to the United States.
但是呢，不到三个月中间呢，哎，又听到我父亲他有急性肝炎。
Yeah, in less than 3 months period time, I heard that my father was diagnosed with a liver infection.
非常的危急，要我马上回去。
And it was urgent, and I need to return home as soon as possible.
但是呢，我过两三天，我有一个考试。
But two, three days after that, I had this exam I need to take.
我一定要先考完才能回去。
So I need to finish the exam and then go home.
我后来去考就考的也是很不好，因为心情不好。
Because I was worried about my father, so I didn't do well in the exam.
后来呢，我最后也是没有看到我的父亲。
And I didn't have a chance to see my father for the last time.
接着下来呢，不到三个月，我妈妈因为悲伤过度。
And in the following 3 months, my mom was because she was so sad and grieving over the death of my father.
也陆续走了。
So she passed away as well.
但是我心里觉得很平静。
Yeah, I feel peace in my heart.
因为主安排我。八个月跟他们日夜相处。
Because the Lord had allowed me to have 8 months long to be with them day and night.
因为这是十年来我从来没有看过他们一眼。
And prior to that, I haven't seen them for about 10 years.
那最后这段时间呢，我伴随着他们，所以我真的觉得心里非常的平静。
So I was able to have peace because I was with them for the last 8 months.
没有什么遗憾。
And so I have no regrets.
所以我真的是要感谢主。
And I am very thankful for that to the Lord.
所以每次走进了死荫幽谷呢。
So every time we walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
主必把我们领出。
We know the Lord will guide us through it.
虽然不是每次都领我们在安歇的水边。
Yes, he may not lead us to the still water every time.
但他是我力量。
But he is my strength.
那从此以后呢，我对于台湾我真的是没有什么的挂虑在那边了。
So I have no longer a burden for anybody left in Taiwan.
我们就从美国又重新从零开始。
And so we start from zero again in this country.
那开始呢就很有比较有时间一点。
Because we have more time now.
开始接近主。
So we can come to the Lord closer.
过着基督的生活。
To live like a true Christian.
我虽然无法行云流水般的祷告。
Yes, I may not be eloquent in my prayer.
虽然还是处在赤贫的阶段。
And we are still financially struggling.
但了解神在我们生活中非常的重要。
But we realize the Lord is important in our life.
这个家再没有惧怕。
And we have no fear anymore.
也没有忧愁。
Or worry.
因为我们深深知道我们有主的同在。
Because we know we have the presence of the Lord in our life.
我们的心是那么踏实，那么的快乐。
We feel so stable, feel so well rooted.
那每个人都往自己的前面在走。
So and we are moving forward according to the goals.
那家传也考上了这个房地产的执照。
And my husband passed the license exam for the real estate agent.
也做了几个 case,
and he had a few cases.
真是蒙主恩典。
And really, it's the grace of our Lord.
我自己呢也一直换了新工作。
And I am able to get a new job.
但是最近最高兴的就是说，我也考上了这个医疗保障员的那个考试通过。
And then recently, another good news is that I passed the exam for the license of a billing and coder.
接着下来呢，我就希望说能够找到一个相关的工作呢。把它换成一个正式的认证。
And my next step is to find a job related to the license I just got and make an official career.
所以我觉得这一切真的是非常的美好。
So I have to say everything is wonderful in our lives.
对呀，希望我有很多很多的话来赞美我的主。
I wish I'm eloquent and have many wonderful words to praise our Lord.
我知道很多弟兄姐妹们可能有跟我们一样的经历，还有这种不同的问题产生。
And I know many of us may have similar problems in life.
但是我觉得我们只要靠着主呢，我们一切都可以迎刃而解的。
But my encouragement is that as long as we trust in the Lord, everything will be resolved.
那我觉得我真的是很简短啊。
It is a very brief testimony I have.
我大概就是这样子，我可以做个总结的吗
？Now I'd like to conclude my testimony.
因为我觉得那个罗马书第五章
，and in the book of Romans chapter 5,
因信称义的福
，it's the blessing from justified by faith.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
He says, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这个恩典中。
Amen. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand.
并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
不但如此，就是在
Not only so,
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
But we also rejoice in our sufferings.
因为知道患难生忍耐。
Because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
Perseverance character.
老练生盼望。
And character hope.
盼望不至于羞耻。
And hope does not disappoint us.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us.
最后祝各位身体健康。
And now I wish you everything goes well.
Amen.
And closer, to be closer with the Lord.
谢谢美月姊妹的见证分享。
We appreciate the testimony of Sister 美月。
好像每一个神的儿女，我们都有很多的故事。
Every child of God has many stories to tell.
每一个经历，无论是高山是低谷。
The story may be our experience on the top of the mountain or down in the valley.
当我听见他们过去所经历的各样的困难的经历。
And when I heard about the difficulties they had in the past.
的确回想起那是何等不容易的日子。
Yes, when I think, look back, those were very difficult times.
但是听见他有许多感恩的交通。
But when I heard her giving thanks.
那的确在主的恩典的里面知道是神在那里带领他们。
And we know, yes, in all trials, the Lord with his gracious hand was leading them.
是有一位救主他爱我们。
Yes, there was the Savior who loves us.
在我们一生的路上他跟我们同行。
And he walked with us all the days of our lives.
他是我们最好的朋友。
He is our dearest friend.
曾经有一个小孩子他讲到说到底什么才叫做是一个好的朋友。
And the boy once said, What is the true definition of a good friend?
他说好的朋友就是说有一个人呢他知道你所有的情形。
And a good friend will be someone who knows you well.
那但是呢他还接受你。
But still accepts you as who you are.
的确我们在世界上我们都盼望有好的朋友。
Yes, we all wish to have a good friend.
能跟我们那么的知心。
Who knows us so well.
我们能够无话不谈。
And we can tell this person anything.
但是我们也知道一个好朋友是何等的难得。
And we know it's so hard to find a good friend like that.
圣经里面告诉我们有一位他是我们的好朋友。
But Bible tells us there was this one person who is our good friend.
在约翰福音第十五章。
In John 15.
是主耶稣最后的一段话。
And that was the last words Jesus gave before he departed from the world.
他讲完之后十五十六然后十七章最后的祷告然后他就为我们要预备上十字架。
And after he finished that passage, he gave his last prayer, then he was crucified for our sake.
但是主在那个里面告诉我们
Right in the 15th chapter,
他不再称我们为仆人。
Jesus says, I will no longer call you servants.
他乃是称我们为朋友。
But I will call you my friend.
因为仆人不知道主人的心意。
Because servants will not know the heart of the master.
我们的主他称我们是他的朋友。
But he will choose to be his friend.
因为他要我们和他分享他里面最深处的那个感觉和心意。
Because he wants to fellowship with us what's in the depth of his heart.
啊，这是何等的奇妙。
And that is amazing.
他是那位创造宇宙万有的主宰。
Imagine he was the creator of the entire universe.
他竟然向我们这个卑微的人说，我称你们为我的朋友。
But to lowly people like us, he said, I will now call you my friend.
今天若我们有什么朋友，他是非常出名的。
If we have a friend who's reputable,
也许我们会说，哎，你知道谁谁谁是我的朋友？哎。
We might tell others that, you know, I know this is so and so, he's my friend.
但是当我们今天在讲说，主耶稣是我的朋友。
So when you can say, Jesus is my friend.
你有没有觉得说，这是天大的荣幸啊？
Did you feel a great honor for saying that?
这位创造宇宙万有的主宰他是我的朋友耶。
The creator of the entire universe, he is my friend.
我想我们传福音的时候需要有这样的认识。
We have to have that kind of understanding when we share the gospel with others.
这是何等荣耀的事情。
What a glorious thing that is.
我们巴不得告诉别人。
We can't wait to tell others.
你人家告诉你说他有什么样的朋友。
If they brag about who and so is their friend.
我们可以说你知不知道我的朋友是谁。
And we can respond by saying, do you know who my friend is?
好，他比什么都大的。
He is greater than anyone in the world.
他比任何的人都富有的。
And he's richer than anybody in this world.
他是耶稣基督。
His name is Jesus Christ.
因为这不是我们自己说的。
We are not bragging about this out of ourselves.
是主亲自说的。
We say because the Lord said so himself.
他不再称我们为仆人。
He said, I will no longer call you my servant.
他乃是称我们为朋友。
But I will call you my friend.
但是弟兄姊妹。
A dear brother and sister.
主要称我们为朋友。
In order to call us his friend.
他是需要有一个手续的。
He had to go through some procedures.
他是需要付代价的。
He had to pay a price for it.
哦，我们一起来读一下圣经罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
第七节和第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这边告诉我们说为一人死是少有的。
Here it says, very rarely will someone die for a righteous man.
为人人死或者有敢做的。
Though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die.
但是我们不是义人。
But we are not righteous people.
圣经上说没有义人连一个也没有。
Bible says, God said there is no single righteous man, not even one.
我们也不是人人。
And we are not good people.
我们乃是一个罪人。
We are sinners.
所以在下面他告诉我们说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天主耶稣为我们死，不是因为我们是义人或者是人人。
So Christ died for us not because we were good or righteous.
不是我们有任何的好。
Or that we have done something good.
乃是在我们做罪人的时候。
But while we were still sinners.
因为是神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
哦，这个舍命是一个太大的事情。
And that was a great thing that He gave.His life for us.
好像我们看见主最后讲说，我称你们为朋友。
Just like when Jesus said before he died that I will call you my friend.
好像就是这么简单的一句话。
You're as simple as that.
但是我们有没有想到主要把我们当成朋友？
Have you thought about the fact that Jesus wants to treat us as his friend?
他需要付上他自己性命的代价。
In order to do that, he had to pay the price of his own life.
因为我们这些人没有办法和神来成为朋友。
Because there's no way people like us can become friends with God.
除非主耶稣基督为我们舍命。
Unless Jesus gave his life for us.
他需要付重大的代价把我们买回来归给他。
He had to pay a great price so that we can be redeemed.
我们再来读一节的圣经。
Let's read another passage.
在约翰福音第十五章十三节。
It's in John 15, chapter 13, chapter 15, verse 13.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
主真的是把我们当成是他的朋友。
The Lord really regards us as his friends.
因为他的确为我们舍了他的性命。
He indeed gave his life.For us.
今天我们能够来到主的面前。
And so we can come to the Lord now.
我们的心里何等的喜乐。
We rejoice greatly.
他是我们最好的朋友。
Knowing that he is our best friend.
他是那位爱我们爱到一个地步愿意为我们舍命的那一位。
He's the one who loved us to the extent that he gave his life for us.
他也是今天在我们人生的道路上随时愿意与我们同行的那一位。
He's also someone who is willing to walk withUs in this life's narrow way.
每一次我们遇见征战。
Every time when we encounter fights.
我们的主站在我们的这一边。
The Lord stands by our side.
每一次我们在一个低谷当中。
And every time we're down in the valley.
我们真的知道我们的主他不是高高的就是坐在宝座上。
We all know our Lord is not far away up on his throne high.
他乃是在低谷中与我们同行。
But no, he was at the bottom of the valley walking with us.
没有一个时刻离开我们。
There's no single moment he left us behind.
我们若真的认识他是我们最亲爱的朋友。
If we truly realize he is the dearest friend.
我们的心里真的是充满了喜乐。
Then we can have joy.
当很多难处面临的时候。
Many times when we encounter difficulties.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们可以来到我们最知心朋友的面前。
All we can do is come to this dear friend.
当我们需要有人讲话的时候。
When we have something we need to tell.
我们可以来到这位最好的朋友面前。
We can come to this dearest friend.
很多时候我们教导我们的孩子。
Many times when we teach our kids.
我们很盼望在凡事上能够帮助他们。
We want to help them in every way we can on everything.
能够解决他们的问题。
To solve their problems.
最近有一天晚上跟我的大女儿 Priscilla 我们有一个好好的谈话。
And recently I had a good conversation with my oldest daughter Priscilla.
因为我们知道她很快就要到大学里面去了。
We knew she is college bound.
很快她就要成年了。
Very soon she will become an adult.
我们就要告诉她说很多时候今天我们很愿意保护你但是呢当你成年了以后很多事情你必须自己来负起责任。
We told her that with all our hearts we want to protect her in every possible way. But once she enters into adulthood, she has to be responsible for her own life.
虽然做父母的无论我们怎么样爱你的孩子。
No matter how we love our children as parents.
但是我们不能时刻与他们同在。
There's no way we will be with them every moment of the day.
很多时候我们想要保护他我们想要负他责任到了一个时候你没有办法的。
And to the point, even though we want to, we can't help them anymore.
所以他们必须要学习自己负起责任来。
Therefore, they had to learn to pick up their own responsibility.
他们必须要学习自己来面对各样的难处。
They had to face their difficulties on their own.
但是我们是有限制我们的主是可以跟他们同在的。
Even though we are limited,Our Lord can be with them every moment.
我们可以把他们交在主的手里面。
We can trust them in the hands of our Lord.
我们的主是我们最好的朋友。
Because our Lord is our best friend.
所以真的是在凡事上我们可以依靠可以交托
Therefore we can learn to trust the Lord in everything
我们知道我们的主耶稣称我们为朋友
Because we know he calls us his friends
为着把我们当成真正的是他的朋友他为我们付了极大的代价
In order to make us his friends he paid a great price
但是多少时候神的儿女蒙恩得救了
But the problem is many times we have become a Christian
却没有注意到这位最好的朋友
But we don't pay too much attention to this dearest friend of ours
我们知道这好朋友啊他们在一起
You know when we say good friends
好像有讲不完的话
Or best friends When you are with your best friend You have so much to talk about
那很多人 都有这样的经历
And I believe many of us share that kind of experience
常常我们的老大跟他最好的朋友一打起电话是不是也是讲不完的话
When our daughter is on the phone with her best friend She could not stop
但是弟兄姊妹今天我们的主是我们最好的朋友
But the thing is The Lord is our best friend
但是常常有时候你跟弟兄姊妹讲要祷告祷告
But when we encourage our brother and sister Pray to the Lord
常常我们也会觉得说不知道祷告什么、欸、
And sometimes you feel that I don't know what to say in a prayer
跪下去把几件事情、求完了以后好像就没话说了
I knelt down and went through my laundry list of requests And I'm done with it
但是主说他是我们最好的朋友
But the Lord says I'm your best friend
他了解我们最深处每一个感觉我们的光景
He understands how we feel and he knows our condition
但他仍然接纳我们
Even that he still accepts us unconditionally
他仍然那样的宝贵我们
He still considers us precious
他盼望我们真的是常常来到他的面前
His heart longs for us to spend time with him
能跟主谈心
To fellowship from your heart with the Lord.
能跟主同行
To walk with him.
能够认识他的心意
To understand what is in his heart.
他何等的盼望来分担我们的重担
He longs to share our burdens.
他何等的盼望能够进入我们最深之处
He wants to enter into the depth of our heart.
安慰我们受伤的灵魂
He desires to comfort our wounded soul.
啊，这是我们的救主
That's the kind of Savior we have.
盼望早上我们在这边听见姊妹的见证
This morning we heard the testimony of our dear sister
他们真的是蒙了主的恩典
They were indeed blessed by the Lord
我们求主让我里面有一个更深的羡慕
Let us have a greater desire
让我们更多来靠近这位最知心的朋友
To be closer with this dear friend of ours
人为朋友舍命人的爱心没有比这个大的
Their greater love has no one than this that he laid down his life for his friend
每一次我们让这个最大的爱来 touch 来触摸我们
Every time when we allow this greatest love to touch us
来充满在我们的里面
To feel within us
弟兄姊妹我们知道每一个人所遇见的各样的环境
We all know in all circumstances
当我们看看人生的窄路
Look at the things happen in our narrow life way
当我们想一想人生的短暂
Think about the shortness of our lifespan
有人讲说人生好像就在那条列车的上面
Many people said we are like riding a train
你不晓得什么时候你的车站就到站了
You don't know when it's the time for you to stop
有人早到站有的人晚到站
Some people reach their stop earlier than others
但是最重要的
the most important thing is
当你下了车站的时候
when you get up the train of life
你里面真的知道有一位最好的朋友在那里迎接你
you know for sure there's gonna be this best friend of yours receive you
我们在人生的里面就没有任何的惧怕
then there's nothing to be afraid of
感谢我们的救主
but we give thanks to him
盼望我们、借着早间的姊妹的见证更多激励我们的心
may through the sharing of our sister our hearts are greatly encouraged
好吧我们再来唱那首诗歌
let's sing this song one more time
何等朋友我主耶稣
what a friend we have in Jesus